Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's January 20th, 2014. I have family here in the studio, and I'll explain that in just a minute. In fact, you might even hear from my golden retriever, Beamer. We'll see how that all works out. But let me announce a few things that are coming up in the next few months, and then something that's happening at the end of the year, because it's never too early to begin thinking about Christmas presents for this December. So I'll mention that in just a second, but beginning February 3rd through the 7th, the Moody Bible Institute holds their annual Founders Week, and this year's theme is Be Holy, and we'll be broadcasting the morning and evening sessions on WGNN, so you can find out more in the next couple weeks as we talk about that, but it'll be February 3rd through the 7th. It's a Monday through Friday, live sessions in the evening, and then Bible study seminars from about 9:30 to noon, Tuesday through Friday, so we'll have more to say about that, but that'll be exclusively on WGNN. Then our Genesis study, hosted by yours truly, led by Pastor Jason Schiffel, will begin Friday night, February 7th, and it's going to be a five-week study. It'll be the first and third Fridays in February and March, and then the first Friday in April. So basically, February 7th, the 21st, March 7th, and the 21st, and then April 4th. It's a five-part series through parts of the book of Genesis. It's a great study. There's a $10 cost. It'll run from 6:30 to 8 p.m., very similar to like the Merge Gospel that we held at Judah Christian School. And it'll begin on February 7th. You need to RSVP, and the cost is $10, so sign up for that. We have a number of people already registered, and we'd love to have you participate in this Bible study, and it'll be a great time to gather as a fellowship. And I'm thinking I'll be working on some great tasty treats for everyone again, just like we did for the Merge Gospel. So that'll begin February 7th. Call the station if you want to register, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. We've been hard at it, working out all the details, and we're signing contracts, and we are going to invite all of our radio listening friends and family members to come out to the Virginia Theater on Saturday night, March 29th. We're bringing in Steve Green and Twyla Paris for a special concert entitled A Thousand Years of Church Hymns. So can you tell me what it's going to be about? Yes, church hymns, some of those great favorites of old and some of the modern hymns, but it'll be a concert. The Singing Men of GNN will be singing some backup, and I think also opening up the evening, and we're working out to see if we can have that mighty Wurlitzer organ at the Virginia Theater. I think it's like 99 years old, played that evening, so it's going to be a great time. Ticket prices, I think, are going to be $15, and we're trying to get it down to that price by finding some sponsors. So maybe if you're a business or a family or an individual and you'd like to support us in this endeavor, and there's some special VIP treatment and some meet and greet with Steve Green and Twyla Paris. If you'd want to be a sponsor of that event held on Saturday night, March 29th, give me a call, 217-367-7777, because we want to bring the ticket prices down to $15, and we can only do that if we have some sponsors. So those are kind of three dates to be aware of. The Founders Week, beginning February 3rd. The Genesis study beginning February 7th and then March 29th at the Virginia Theater. And tickets will go on sale pretty soon. We're finalizing all the details for that great event. And one last thing, November 6th through the 15th, when I mentioned it's never too early to begin planning Christmas gifts for this December, how about sending your pastor or coming along with your spouse or best friend or maybe a father, son, and walk where Jesus walked? Join Great News Radio as we take a 10-day trip through the Holy Land, Land of Israel. It's going to be a fantastic trip. It'll be, I think, my 27th trip over. So I've made a lot of friends over there. I've worked through itineraries and what's the best sites to see and the places to have teaching on location to hear that biblical narrative come alive. And so we're going to open it up to the Great News Radio listening family again. And if you have friends or family members throughout the country, we can fly them in. We can get discounted rates where we can get them to meet up with us at Newark. And then we'll fly nonstop to Tel Aviv. And so that's November 6th through the 15th, a 10-day trip. It'll change your life. And some of you that are on church committees or thinking about what can we do for Pastor Appreciation Month this coming October or maybe as a Christmas gift near the year end, send your pastor with me to Israel. And we'll have a great time. Pastor Jason Schiffel will be our primary teacher on the trip, and so he can't wait to be a part of things. And the theme for our November trip is, You Have Heard It Said, But I Tell You. And we're going to be going through the four Gospels, focusing on some of the words of Jesus. So join us for this incredible trip. Begin praying about it. Maybe it's something you can send your pastor on, or maybe you want to join us, or you have friends that have always wanted to walk where Jesus walked. That'll be a 10-day tour, November 6th through the 15th. Well, as mentioned, I have some family in the studio. This is a first for both of them. I think I've worked on getting Larry Budget Tours Bunning here for a number of years. I think I first met you, Larry, at a Singing Men rehearsal, and then you started singing with us. And I think you've joined us almost from the very beginning, back in like 2000.
Yes, I started when we was a Singing Men at Twin City Bible Church.
Yeah, that was the very first
setting.
That was
the first Bible Church, and you guys had just moved inside when I started joining you.
Yeah, that was, I think, within the first few months or into the second season. And then we started getting to know each other, and we had a trip to Israel, I think, I can't remember, in early 2000 or later 2000, and I convinced you to go on to that.
Well, the first year you tried to talk me into going in it, and I said, no, I don't need to go for Israel, I just don't want to. And then a year later, you convinced me that I needed to go.
Yeah.
So, just a way of Mark being able to convince you of doing something. Everybody's probably been through it once.
I can be pretty persuasive. I don't know if that's a gift that God has given me, but I have a tendency where I get motivated about something, and however I get energized, sometimes it either wears people down or it rubs off on them. I don't know.
I believe it's been part of the wearing down part, what a lot of it has been.
Maybe both, but you keep coming back for more, and I think you've joined me now 9 total trips to Israel,
yes.
Most of them the humanitarian service project trips.
Yes, this has been 9 trips for me.
So it's great having you in the studio, and it's been something that I've known some of your testimony and some of the ways God's been at work, and I've personally seen in these past 13, 14 years growth in so many different areas of your life, and I know now even the last couple of years between the prayer ministry that you've been involved in, the community group that's been really influential and modeling for you, godly character, and the people that have embraced and loved on you, and just some of the growth through that, the trips to Israel that have, you know, awakened you to not only the biblical narratives, seeing and reading what happened in the Bible on location, but just that fellowship, the serving the children, being involved in people's lives. Many of our listeners know or have heard that tag name that we've given you, Budget Tours, and that all began because we were having so much fun with you on a trip to Israel, and we got you that cap with the big dollar signs on it, and anything that was beat up or worn out or, I won't say trashy looking, but run down, we'd say that's where Larry Budget Tours Bunning would take you if you were on a group with him, and that kind of stuck. And
well, everybody sort of knows that I'm real shy and hard,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
hard to voice my opinion on a lot of things, so yeah. I think they took advantage of me in this circle.
Yeah, but that stuck, and you're very generous, and anyone that goes on a trip knows that they can usually get at least a couple of free ice cream treats out of you or some kind of gift or present. Or
I was at the Illinois ball game the other day, and I had a lady come up and say, you know, you owe me ice cream. We haven't went to Israel for 2 years now. And she said, I miss my ice cream.
Yep, yep. You're a giver. I know there's spiritual gift inventories that people take. And as I think about the gift of giving, somebody that God really has put on their heart or worked through their personality or their temperament or disposition, there are certain people that really supernaturally just are equipped or love to give. And you've been one of those for this radio ministry, for the volunteer efforts you do behind the scenes on so many different fronts, to just all the friendships you've made, the church families that you've served in, and even this gift I have before me, and we'll see how Beamer reacts to this. This you gave about 6 or 8 years ago, some time ago.
It was something I actually wanted to get rid of, and I thought you needed it, Mark.
Yeah, it's a stuffed lion. It's about 1.5 feet high. It's just what you would imagine with a lion, but when you press it, it makes a noise, and we have Beamer here in the studio, so we'll see. I'm going to move the microphone down. Beamer's laying at my legs, but he doesn't know what's about to happen, but we'll see if we can get him barking. What is that, Beamer? Beamer! Usually I can get him to bark. What is that? Get it! Get it! Oh, he's licking it. Usually he gets all wound up. Oh, I'm disappointed. It must be he's just not awake yet. What are you going to do with that thing? Oh, well, okay, we spent enough time. Oh, I don't know if I can't really turn it off once it gets triggered. Oh, well, bear with me, everyone. We have Larry
Budget. Dave Beamer has aimed startup not listening to Mark too often,
yeah.
too.
Also in the studio for her first ever, her radio debut. Actually, you recorded a radio spot a few days ago because there's a special class for international students to learn about conversational English. And so, Holly, thanks for joining me today on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
What I should have said.
Yeah, well, you were giggling. It's been kind of a very lighthearted show prep. I think Larry's been delighting in. I've never seen the side of Holly before. You've met up with us at
I'm
church.
I'm debating a lot of this craziness right here.
Yeah, this
in between the craziness and everything.
Yeah, Larry almost wondered if you had to be crazy to come into the studio. But thank you, God, that you made it down the steps, Larry. You didn't fall.
Yes, it was rather slick, and I held onto the rail coming down. I'm not sure happened up there, though.
Oh, well, do you want to know?
Yes, what happened, Mark?
I think I need to use this as a public service announcement time. I recommend that if you have wood steps and suddenly you decide to use Mop and Glow for whatever reason to get the steps all kind of shiny, do not follow up the Mop and Glow with Lemon Pledge furniture polish. It'll make the floors very, very slick, so much so that even your dog might not want to go down the steps and will whimper, and you're figuring out, what's wrong? Why isn't the dog on the steps any longer? But then when you see a little 4-and-a-half-year-old almost slip and fly down the steps, you finally try to get to the root source. Why are the steps so slippery? So, Holly, would you have any recommendations for future uses of Furniture Pledge? Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today, Holly. We so appreciate you covering our time.
Well, Mark, I didn't
program.
Think much about the pledge, but when I walked down the steps, the dog stood at the top to make sure I got down before he followed me.
So yeah, yes.
That's how afraid he was.
A very wise dog. Well, Larry, I appreciate you joining us today for this. The Monday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm getting looks, so if looks could kill, I think I would be out for the count right now.
This is one program where the guest stands here in prayer most of the time with his eyes shut, so he doesn't have to watch the other two people in the room.
Well, Larry, this was one of the few times I saw you following me on the country roads, and you were going slower and slower, and I said to Holly as we were in front of you, I bet he's praying or he's a little nervous, and you've been reluctant. One of the reasons I think you finally decided to come and share some of your testimony over the air because of the growth in your life, that you do have a transformational, God-honoring story. You've seen him at work in your life because you came out of a situation where you've lived some hard life and you've seen God's redemptive power and healing and change. And you also were prodded on by a friend, Peggy, who was another reluctant person that got convinced to come on the morning program. And when we had dinner at the Texas Roadhouse yesterday, she's saying, come on, Larry, share some of your story. And I tried to shame you a little into coming out here. Come on, Larry. But I thought, you know, there'll be a time when you'll be able to share some of the things that God took you through because you've seen his redemptive plan. You've seen healing take place. You've seen him use you. And I've seen you grow over these years. So maybe give us a little of the thumbnail of some of your life. Because now, yes, you're active in a prayer ministry. You're in a very great community group. You're very active and involved in the church. You volunteer. You help. You assist. In fact, yesterday you were singing as a part of the worship team, but it wasn't always that easy, that fun. Life wasn't always great, was it?
No, life wasn't always great. I grew up in the Muhammad area here, and I was born and raised around Muhammad. And this has been a lifetime love of my life, Muhammad. I love this area. I live in Savoy right now, but it's not too far away. I say, actually, when I go to church, I can drive from Savoy to Muhammad, and that gives me time to pray on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up, and my family was fairly religious. My brothers and sisters are real religious. My mother was. And my father was, he would drop us off at church and go for coffee. But he was sort of religious, but it wasn't a prayer at days. And I grew up a little bit large. So I was sometimes made fun of. But I went through life. I tried to go through life. I tried to do everything to please people. And I found out that you can't please people, you have to please God. And that's the one thing that you have to do. When I was about 50 years old, I say 50, my sister says 51, I had a heart stoppage. And they pronounced me dead for a minute or two. And I was in the hospital and they woke me up and said, well, you need a pacemaker. So they proceeded to put one in. That's been 20-some years ago. I said, how long will this last? He said, oh, about 15 years. So I've outlived that, or crisis pulled me through then. And then I said, well, maybe I better start going back to church and seeing God instead of playing golf every Sunday. I went back, and I tried to grow, and I thought I was growing. But it was just sort of going, being at a social club to meet people. I never studied the Bible. In fact, I very seldom ever picked up the Bible. And then I went to Israel once. And I got to being around all these people that they read the Bible every day. I said, man, this is weird. I don't read this Bible every day, but there's something very important in it that I need to know. And I started looking at it, and I started listening. For me, more of it is listening, because I can listen to a tape and remember a lot of it. And then I joined this community group at Mahomet. I belong to the Community Free Church, where Jason Schiffo is the pastor. And he invited me over to his house with his wife and kids and some other couples, and just to meet on Tuesday nights, and we were going to study the Bible. Well, right now, we go on Tuesday nights, but a lot of it is just talking, being family, being friends. And now I'm called Grandpa by some of the kids. And I have Holly in the studio here taking care of me. But that really makes me sort of feel good, because everybody that I'm with now feels like family. Mm-hmm. It's a joy to be around them. And it's a joy to be around the church, because the whole church feels like family. And now, well, I guess I'll go back and start it about. Jason asked me to join a prayer group, and I said, Jason, what are you talking about? I said, I don't pray. I don't know anything about prayer. He said, that's why I need you to join. And he's been teaching me, training me. He's been helping me with the word. Hopefully, I'm learning quite a bit. Even this weekend, I went up in front of the church, which I would never do before. And I sang with a duet up there. And I really love to sing, since I sang with the singing man. And that is one of my great joys now. But singing in front of your own church is really a blessing. And singing the Word of God is really a blessing.
And I know on the front end of the program, we're going to start out with a reading out of Philippians chapter 4. I think you said 8 and 9 were kind of special to you, especially recently. And then Philippians 4:13, which many of our listeners are familiar with.
Yes, Philippians 8 and 9 is, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worth of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. And Philippians 4:13 is the old standard. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Now, for somebody that might remember the old Larry, or the Larry that was kind of a tough guy, maybe seen out and about the town, a little louder, or maybe not always altogether, is a totally different Larry than they would see today, wouldn't they?
Yes, it is a totally different Larry. I've had some friends see me, and they say, is that really you? They said, have you changed that much? They say, we're proud of you. And I said, only I could change through Christ. I said, I couldn't do it on my own. I said, that's what I tried to do, and I said, it wasn't working. And I said, if you can't have Christ in your life, you don't really have anything.
I know this past Sunday, Pastor Jason Schiffo shared a message, and you said that really touched your heart because you thought hard and long what he shared from the pulpit. What was that message that you received?
Well, a lot of the message was, he was mentioned about going to heaven. And he said, if you went to heaven and you had everything that you could want, all the greatest things, all the gold, all the jewelry, all the cars, and everything, all the houses that you ever want in heaven, would you be happy without Christ? And I was sitting there and I said, no, I wouldn't be happy without Christ. I said, you can't have everything, and if you don't have Christ, you have nothing.
And that's something that has been ever-growing as you've relinquished control. Because I'm thinking somebody might be saying, I don't know, Larry, I'm having a pretty good life. I'm kind of making ends meet. I'm doing okay. I don't know. Why would I need Christ? What would you say to them?
You can always make ends meet, but you can never turn your whole life over to something. I feel like I can walk in anywhere right now and be myself and don't have to worry about a thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can be here with Mark and Holly and just be myself and don't have to put on something. Mm-hmm. Because Christ is leading me into this. I don't have to hide things. I'm not rich. I'm not going to be rich. But the thing that I win right now is the friends. I love people. And as long as I can see a smile on someone's face, that's the greatest thing that can happen.
And then that intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ brings about healing. I know you mentioned just a little bit on the front end of part of your testimony, growing up and maybe being picked on or bullied, how God can even transform some of that woundedness or that hurt and bring about not only healing, but allowing you to identify with people, to have a heart for maybe those that are disenfranchised or those that are hurting or those that are picked on. So it's really kind of tenderized you to be a supporter and encouragement to those that are maybe downcast.
Right, it has. We have our class reunion once every 5 years or so. We get together now and we remember times back then. We can't remember everything, but we remember the good times and we remember the people. Mm-hmm. We've lost quite a few people, but the ones that we saw, we love, and we really miss them. Mm-hmm. Because they were family, just like people are family now.
Yeah.
And back then, I was too young to really know about God. Because I'd go to church and play around in the pews and talk about people and stuff like that, or we'd have fun. But now I go to church and I listen. And that's really a different story when you listen to God.
Mm-hmm. And the unique aspect of having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is it carries into eternity, and those friends, those family members will be able to spend that time where there's no more pain, no more heartache, no more hurt, and that relationship, that community that we build on earth here with those friends, those followers of the Lord Jesus Christ will continue through all eternity, which is pretty incredible when you think about it, that we get to be in an environment with God where there's no more suffering, there's no more heartache, and yet there'll be purposeful meaning. I don't know how that'll look, but I know I'm the winning team and we'll be family forever, Larry.
Yes. So,
but here on earth, the other aspect of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is that we can have that peace of mind, that relationship day to day provided because he exists to work in and through us. He exists to bless us. And that takes on many different forms. It's not just blessed financially. It might be just peace of mind, but that we can have a relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. It's an incredible truth. And if that's a new concept to you, there's an 800 number you can call where there are trained counselors that would love to walk you through how to have a relationship with God. And they'd love to talk with you. There's no cost, no charge. They're very loving, wonderful people. They're trained counselors, and you can dial 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM, to find out more about having a relationship with Almighty God. Well, we're out of time, Larry. Hey, thanks, Holly, for being here in the studio.
Thank you.
And thanks, you, listener, for being a part of this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. This program is archived at greatnewsradio.org. You might be encouraged to paste it into an email and send it on to a friend, or maybe listen to it again if you missed a portion of the broadcast. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Yay!